7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations in people's minds. As they go through their day, they download pieces of it. You can have hour by hour or some of the podcasts of specific things that are on the air. Maybe the conversation we're about to have here about the most stressful jobs in America could be something that you take with you and think, oh, my God, this job is awful. A poll today, as a matter of fact, at DougSteffen.com. How stressful is your job? A, very stressful, tough to make it through every day. B, somewhat stressful, but nothing I can't handle. C, rarely stressful. D, never stressful. E, not stressful at all, since I quit that job. The Boomer Broads are here, Janet and Anne Marie. And Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio joins Jennifer and Richie and you. Actually, Richie, I think the best way to sort of introduce ourselves to this is to get out of the big voice announcer and the top 10 music, okay, because I want to present to you, as presented at DougSteffen.com, the list of the top 10 most stressful jobs in America so that we get a handle on the jobs other than working with me.
Number 10,
being a real estate agent.
Number 9,
an emergency medical technician.
Number 8,
a stockbroker.
Number 7,
an architect.
Number 7,
an advertising account executive.
Number 5,
a newscaster.
Number 4,
photojournalist.
Number 3,
senior corporate executive.
Number 2,
a PR person.
Number 1,
commercial airline pilot. Is the most stressful job in America. I don't think this list is accurate at all.
Yeah. What do you
think
it is?
I think being an air traffic controller is far more stressful than...
Yeah, but they just sleep.
And, well, yeah. To run away from some of the stresses, yeah.
Doug?
Yes.
We can name 20 jobs that are more stressful. And I said, this is Anne Marie. Hi, everybody.
But I thought it was interesting because you guys are in the PR business. Just coincidentally, being a PR executive is number 2. Give me a break.
Fire me. And by the way, if my staff feels that that's the most stressful job, then they're doing something wrong because, honestly, it is not. But, you know, what about cops? What about firemen?
Yeah.
What about waitresses?
What about
gradient?
Waitresses? Yeah. What about people who make small amounts of money and are struggling like crazy?
800-510-8255. Do you believe your job is stressful? And what is your job? What are you doing? What's unusual about what you do?
Teaching has to be on there, doesn't
teaching
it?
Teaching is
tough. Yes.
Yeah, I would think teaching would be.
Especially teaching high school or middle school or teaching, you know, the older grades.
Yep. Yeah, and it's oftentimes not because of the children you're teaching, but the people you have to work with.
Absolutely. Do you feel, Doug, that your job is very... Because it says newscaster, which is the closest we have on this list to what you do.
I don't even think that. I don't see what's stressful about that. The newscasters I know, most of them, they phone it in. They sleep through. I mean,
that's right. And the guys,
one's in L.A. tan all day long.
The people that I've worked with who were... Well, that's the television guys. But there's radio... there is, you know, with every job, it's all relative and it's all how you put yourself into it. For me, doing that sort of thing has never been stressful. What is stressful is trying to pursue the business side of what it is. For example, you are in your own business. People who have their own business, no matter what it is, Maria has her own business. It is stressful trying to not only to do what your specialty is and do it well, and do it with aplomb, but then you have to tend to the business side of it, making a payroll, paying insurance.
Well, that is stressful. You're right.
That is, yeah.
But it's not, honestly, it's stressful, but it is not the most stressful.
I think being a mother and a father today is about as stressful as anything you can do.
Yeah, a new mother? Oh, my gosh, that is stressful.
Oh, a new
That's
mother?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God, he's not eating. Oh,
right.
What am I doing wrong?
I think being a mother of teenagers is more stressful than being a new mother.
I want to second that, but let's at least give credit. I mean, it's careercast.com, and they say here are the factors that decided their list. Work environment, job competitiveness, physical demands, deadlines, on-the-job dangers, and the job's growth potential.
Growth potential. That's interesting.
Meaning if it did not have great.
Yeah.
Can I just speak on behalf of PR executives everywhere?
Yes, Janet, please do that, will you?
Thank you. Yeah. I will say, although it is not by its nature a stressful job, if you are in crisis public relations, for example, if you represented, let's say, the Catholic Church during the Catholic Church crisis.
Lindsay Lohan.
Charlie Sheen. I mean, honestly, though, that little segment of the industry is an extremely stressful.
But honestly,
I mean, what Anne Marie and I do, not as much. But crisis PR, forget about it.
No,
that is extremely stressful.
I disagree.
Oh, I'm right.
I disagree. Honestly, and here's why I disagree. It's a new. I mean, again, maybe because I have a newsroom mentality and I come from newsrooms. It's a newsroom mentality. Yeah, I mean, it's part of. It's what you do. Oh, good. You know, here's a crisis, and you rise to it. Or here's the story.
Well, but then the every day becomes, especially the way the news is now, all these these phony breaking news headlines. Crisis is a word that's way beneath our dignity these days because it's overused. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Everything is not
right.
A crisis, for God's sakes. It's sickening.
It depends on how you define crisis. I guess to me, it's just part of the job. That's your job. But honestly,
but the word has no meaning then.
Well, you're right. But I mean, it has a meaning. For example, if you're a fireman, because running into, I guess I distinguish crisis or crises. By the amount of danger inherent in the job. You run into a five-alarm burning building. To me, that's A, a crisis, and B,
and not,
fraught with danger.
But not only, there's nothing on here about military.
No soldiers.
Who
no.
are in the, in, yep. and, but not yeah. everybody in a uniform fits this bill, as I've said any number of times. But those who are actually sitting in a foxhole or a trench or a tent in the middle of Pakistan or Afghanistan.
I had a buddy who just got deployed, and I don't know if he can tell us or not, but he had no idea as of when he was being deployed where he was going or what he would be doing.
Yeah.
He knows he was trained to do a job and that he was going
they
somewhere.
They ship him over to Rhein-Main, and that's when they tell him where they're going.
He's on a boat right now headed for the Middle East, and I would assume that he knows where he's going and what his job is by now. But as of when we spoke 3 weeks ago when he was deployed, he had no idea. What kind of stress would that put on you? Knowing
you
that you could end up in Syria.
A body bag.
In Saudi Arabia. Anywhere. Afghanistan. Not knowing where you're going.
Let's ask some PR professionals if they'd like to switch places with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Seriously.
The parents stress.
Or my brother who's a cop in the hood.
Children going over.
Your brother's
overseas.
What?
My brother's a cop in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
my God.
It's old news to him now. He's used to it day to day. But, man, you never know. I mean, the other day, you had to expel a kid because he had a gun.
Well, but this is the thing. There are different. We can't say that all people in uniform, for example, in the military, have stressful jobs because they don't. Nor do all police. Nor do anybody in the service sector. It depends on what the assignment is.
How about the family farmer?
And there's the rub. Well, the family farmer is faced with extreme stress these days to try to save the farm.
Stress you can't control, like weather.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, stress is it's not the job, the particular type of job, but it's how
you deal with it. What's your makeup?
Or how you feel about the job.
Are you responsible? Thank you, Maria. Are you responsible for that position, for that company, for other people? I think all of us here are responsible for the livelihood of other people. Uh-huh. That is stressful.
When you read the public relations, the description of why they consider it to be the second most stressful, which is totally bogus in my opinion, but they say they're completely at the mercy of their clients. Their success or failure depends on the actions or decisions of clients. And honestly, that's really not true because a lot of their results depends on their own performance. So if you rise to it and you get it, you perform and you deliver. And if you don't.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't do PR because every person wants you. Success is only getting them on Oprah. And you have no control over
that.
Right.
I still don't. Honestly, I still don't. I can't even fathom that it should even be on this list. I'm sorry.
Well, I do agree. It is stressful in that sense, though, Maria, and you are right, because every client thinks that when they burp, they do, you know, that should be on the front page of the newspaper. That's the nature of having PR agencies. You think you're worth it. And that can be stressful. But again, comparatively, it's all we're saying, to make us number two. just seems off. How about if you were, let's say, a wedding planner these days? That's a pretty stressful job. Let's say you're planning a royal wedding or something. That could be stressful.
Is there a royal wedding coming up?
No.
Can you imagine?
Wait a minute. I want to get on Oprah.
That could be a little
hold
stressful.
On a second. I'm about to burp, and then I'll be on Oprah.
That's
stand by.
Better
the
hurry.
Boomer Broads are here. Maria Bailey is here. Jennifer Ritchie. It's 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain nor snow nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Amdro Amplot presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
So do us a favor, or do yourself a favor. It's kind of fun to look over when you go to websites that you frequent every day. Take the poll. How stressful is your job? You might want to clue us in on that. I was thinking of being, we were looking at talking about some of these Olympic athletes, the kind of stress that they must go through preparing, or any athlete who's preparing for a crucial game, the pitcher in the ninth inning. You got a no-hitter going.
Yeah,
stuff like that. That's all.
It's all a mind game.
Yeah, it really is.
How you walk
in. And that's what creates the stress is what's in your mind, not
Mitch
your body.
Williams, Philadelphia pitcher who blew it at the end of the playoffs 15 years ago.
What's his face? Bob Bruckner, wasn't that it?
Oh, Bill Bruckner.
Janet Bill Bruckner?
Yeah, right through the legs,
right.
Man.
There it is. Janet will tell you that story. Janet and Anne-Marie, the Boomer Broads, here on Good Day. Thank you, ladies.
Had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I give the shirt right off in my back.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Time for us to check out the birthday list for Tuesday, the 26th of April. Most people know this as the theme from the Carol Burnett Show. The lady in question turns 78 today. Carol Burnett, born in the state in 1933, won an Emmy for any number of shows that she's done. Carol and Company.
Right about now, she would be tugging on her ear to say hello to her grandma. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah. She was, actually started on the Gary Moore Show. You remember that? How many people remember that?
I don't remember
right,
that.
Man, don't you really?
She's something
that
special.
Goes back
I'll tell you.
A ways. Oof. All right. Next up is Dwayne Eddy.
Yeah.
Is one of the first
rockabilly
guitarists. Yeah, that's a good way of phrasing it. He's 73 today. Born in the state, 1938, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Rebel Rouser, 40 Miles of Bad Road, Because They're Young. Theme from Peter Gunn. He's been involved. And they all, by the way, sound the same. Pretty much all of the stuff you can find. You know it's him. When you hear the chord, you know it's him. Also born this date, 1938, singer-songwriter Maurice Williams. First hit was created around a group that he started in his street corner called the Zodiacs. And that's this song in the background going right to the top. Very simple, Richie, straightforward stuff with the doo-wop, wop, 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 wop.
It's
great stuff.
Here's the falsetto here. Hold on.
My attempt to hit
him. I know way back machine today, man. All these oldies but goodies.
Robert Ritterelli's birthday is today. Mr. Ritterelli didn't think he could make it as Mr. Ritterelli, so he became Mr. Rydell. Bobby Rydell, 69. Today is another teenager made it big in the late 50s through the mid 60s with the following number one songs: Wild One, We Got Love, Swingin' School Party, Kissin' Time, Volare, Forget Him. That was a big, I love that. That's a great, great song, Forget Him. So Bobby Rydell, still out on the road, dancing and singing and that sort of good stuff. Yeah, here's somebody that I've always thought was cool, Maria. Talking about Summer Saunders from an era of really great women Olympic swimmers. Donna DeVerona's birthday is today. She won the 400-meter individual swimming medley in 1964.
She just got that name like she's hot.
Ah, she is hot. I met her once. She is completely hot.
I bet.
100%, even now. She's the founder of the Women's Sports Foundation and completely 100% hot. Yes. Let's see. Gary Wright is the Dream Weaver. 68 today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to him.
Next one's going to hurt. I can just feel it coming.
Roger Taylor.
Yeah, how old is he?
Drummer for Duran Duran. He's only 51.
That still hurts.
Not bad.
That was,
he's not too far in front of me there.
Kevin James is not much in front of you, Richie. He's the... Well, he was the king on the King of Queens. He was Doug.
Yep.
But actor of some note in
comedian.
Television and
very funny.
Yeah, and then movies and stuff. He's okay. He's 46.
Jen Jen song coming up here.
I'm ready.
Dion Peebaz Watkins.
Yep.
From TLC. 41 today.
And another Jen Jen song.
She has sickle cell anemia or something like that.
Jay DeMarcus.
Rascal
Flatts.
Yep.
40 today.
See them on Sunday.
Yep. And then there's a guy who played Clark Kent in Smallville, Tom Welling, who's 34 today. Giancarlo Esposito, actor in The Usual Suspects, Smoke, Reckless, Blue in the Face, Malcolm X, Stuart Wright, birthday today. This day, 1958, that's the birthday list. Happy birthday to everybody.
Be vigilant when using alternative medications. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's one example of how a complementary and alternative medicine, that's CAM for short, can cause a problem.
St. John's wort is an herbal remedy which has quite sizable interactions with a number of drugs.
Dr. Josie Briggs directs the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine at NIH.
Antibiotics, drugs that are used for treatment of AIDS, even with birth control pills. So this is an important example of an herbal remedy which can very much alter the action of prescription drugs.
NIH has a list of questions to ask your doctor. FDA warnings, including information on dietary supplements, are posted too. There's a link on our website.
And we review the evidence, positive and negative, and help people become more informed consumers of these products.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Continues the Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to work through the day in any number of hours, any number of ways. Help yourself. We're here to help you, and we appreciate the fact that you listen. Here's an old sea story about a ship's captain who inspected the sailors, afterward told the first mate that his men smelled. Captain suggested perhaps it would be helpful if the sailors would change their underwear every once in a while. First mate responded, "Aye, aye, sir. I'll see to it right away." So the first mate went straight to the sailor's berth and announced, "The captain thinks you guys smell bad and wants you to change your underwear." He continued, "Pittman, you change yours with Jones. McCarthy, you change yours with Witkowski. And Brown, you change yours with Schultz." The moral of the story is somebody may come along and promise change, but don't count on things smelling any better.
Absolutely.
I was pleased with myself when I found that, and I thought...
Were you?
Yes, I was, actually, because... just a little too much.
The dumber, the better for him.
I don't know. I can't believe people are dumb enough to buy that stuff, and I'm sorry if it offends some people. It just is, in a non-political way, just the world is full of snake oil and salesmen who are happy to sell it to you. And that's just...
I'm lost. You lost me. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about being promised change
and getting
zero bupkis for it. Hello? Was that not? I was trying to be subtle. I couldn't get that across in a subtle way.
I got distracted for a moment.
All right, okay.
But that's how they all work, bro.
Maria got it.
Okay. I got it.
There is a new exciting development. For those of you who follow the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, every 4th of July there have
going
been
to enter?
For years and years and years. Now, the people that enter, the men that enter, are always these little guys.
Was it Kobayashi or whatever?
Yeah,
is that
right.
Who it was?
Yeah. Okay,
and
so...
And the girl that won for years in a row.
Well...
And they're always tiny.
Yeah,
they're always tiny.
Nathan's has added a women's division, A first time ever for this 4th of July.
Why would they do that when a woman can win the overall division? Why would they create a separate division?
Maybe like they think that the women are going to win and win and win, and they would beat the other
so what?
People. Oh, listen.
Let them win.
What do you want from me? I'm just telling you what they're doing.
Okay. Tell us.
You can say, I just did. You want me to
That's
tell you again?
There's no more.
Well, there, Nathan's is adding women's division for the July 4th hot dog eating contest. Mm. What more is there to say? Is that amazing?
Too many jokes there that can get us in trouble.
All right, exactly.
Move along.
Okay, I'll just move along. Next, the planet that we are on is the Earth.
Third rock from the sun.
We
got
are?
That? Third rock from the right.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of people who speculate. They say they scientifically have studied the Earth. There's a lot of material. We've had a good deal of material at DougStephan.com the last few weeks. The stuff about all of the out in the universe there someplace. There are asteroids and meteors on the way. But the folks at NASA say, don't worry about it. Stay calm, cool, collected. And I just wonder if that's the guy. Remember the movie Space Cowboys? Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And Tommy Lee Jones,
right.
And Donald Sutherland.
Yep.
And
who's the last one?
James Garner.
Yes.
All right. We're in it. And then what's his face? Played the boss at Cape Kennedy. Isn't that awful? Pigs. The Babe movie. Oliver Cromwell. James Cromwell.
James Cromwell. Yeah. That'll do pig.
Oliver.
That's all I can think of is that'll do pig.
But we have associates. Yeah, that's how our mind. We know our minds are still working.
Yep.
We can figure it out. Anyway, so he tells them, you know, he's telling everybody publicly, don't worry about this stuff. It's not anything that'll get us. And so even though I have great fondness for NASA and the people who work there, every once in a while I wonder. And this is part of the fear-based society that we live in. Everything is about scaring you. So when NASA says we ought not to worry about asteroids and meteors that are on their way, are they doing that just to keep everybody under control? Or is it really nothing to worry about?
Are you kidding? If they could explain everything, really, you really think so?
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You believe that the government covers up information about extraterrestrial life, correct?
I believe the government covers up information about everything. I have
I
no
so.
Bad. The government, I have no trust factor for the government in general. I have no real feeling of ambivalence toward most of its disciples, most of its employees, because they are proven over and over again from the very top to the basic bottom level. Tell you one thing, and what reality is something else.
Okay,
and I'm
so,
sorry. That's just the way it, I
all right.
feel. I'm
so
not
you believe
sorry,
that the government, on one hand, covers up extraterrestrial life, but then when there's something from outer space about to slam into the Earth, there possibly could be a cover-up.
So that they didn't have panic.
Right.
They could still control everybody. If you have panic, you
so it's all
control.
About panic then. So they would be saying, right. "No, there's no life out there," so that people
right because they don't want you to run around.
Well, there's life out there, and there are asteroids because you can't run away from that. But don't worry, they aren't going to hit the Earth. Now, in this case, I happen to believe that that's true. I don't think they are going to hit the Earth because I think that the Earth is there's far more, whether you dig it or not, spiritually, there's far more of a purpose for this little ball than most of us realize.
Well,
like it or not, it's like your lives. What
that and we can shoot it out of the sky nowadays.
Yeah.
We've proven that.
Yeah,
we had two movies in the 80s that told us.
Yeah, right. They proved us. Those movies, Armageddon, and what was the other one? Spaceballs.
Love Spaceballs.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Yeah.
Chicken. You were gone, I think, Rich. We just had that as one of the movies.
Oh, you did? Oh, I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Anyway, so here's the thing about the influences on the planet that are from the planet have nothing to do from that which is outside the planet. Is that, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm following you.
Okay. By the year 2050, well within many of our lifetimes, researchers have warned that there is a growing, more affluent population which will ruin the planet. Follow that? Understand it?
Hit me with that again.
Yeah.
A growing, more affluent population will make this planet unrecognizable by the year 2050.
like a rich population?
A rich, more affluent population, because the people who have money compete for resources which will become scarcer and scarcer, fewer and fewer. In fact, the United Nations has predicted the population, once it gets over 7 billion and may climb to 8 billion, with all of the growth coming in countries where right now even they can't afford what is the African countries, South Asia, these people, these countries, and the religious beliefs that are put forth by the folks that live in these countries are such that the encouragement of repopulation, continuing population, which is so extraordinarily irresponsible that you can't even imagine what it does in terms of harm. You get 8 billion people on this planet.
What are we going to do?
Aren't
we affluent people? Just a small population?
Not now. Affluence, middle class affluence, different. Those are the people who are the consumers. People who are very rich have consumed what they're going to consume. It's the people who are coming up. China's the perfect example. The way that they are sucking out of their economy what they don't have, and that's why there is so much need for importation of goods. They don't make cars.
But think about it.
All the cars that they make over there are being made by companies that aren't Chinese, and the cars they're buying are not Chinese. Yes, go ahead, Richie.
As medicine gets better and better, and we are allowing people to live longer and longer.
These interesting choice of words, allowing people
to live.
How do we control the population? There's got to be some mechanism.
We have to stop reproducing.
Nature is going to control. That's the answer. Right. Is nature is going to control it one way or another.
Yep.
What is going to happen, though?
Yeah.
We can control our destiny to an extent as far as, now, 100 years ago, the average lifespan of a male in the United States was 47 or something like that. Now it's 76 or whatever it is. And then in another 50 or 100 years, it will be 90.
And people tend to move up the food chain as their income rises. They consume more meat, for example. Did you know it takes 7 pounds of grain to produce a pound of meat?
Yep.
In terms of my cows on the dairy farm, it takes 14 pounds of grass, 14 pounds of grass to make a quart of milk.
Wow.
And that's with about 4 gallons of water mixed in.
How did you figure that out?
We know what the cows eat in general, and we know how much they're milking. You just do a quick little.
So per day, it takes this much grain per day. We get this much.
I don't feed my cows grain anymore.
Hence, therefore,
I know how much grass and silage they're consuming in terms of poundage, and so I know But it's a relative thing when you understand. Okay, so if we have that much. It takes that much feed to produce a pound of meat, and so how much does it take to produce a pound of feed, and then, the pound of cheese, the pound of eggs, the pound of this, the pound of that, and, you get into some pretty ticklish stuff with the growth and the number of human beings on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
20 years, nobody invests in family planning. I'm not talking about Planned Parenthood. I'm talking about family planning. And places where there is no such thing because religion is it. The education is all around religion. The lifestyle is all around religion. Everything that they do, and we all know it, we've all seen it, with religions in our country, religions that are supposedly foreign to us, everything is wrapped around religion. And it's indescribable. I mean, you think about it. For a second, how do you describe what this planet will look like in 50 years with another billion or more people on it? So I think the only reason I bring it up is because great, interesting conversation for sure. But kind of what do you do about it? We go through the day-to-day stuff of just trying to survive. We talked about stressful jobs earlier in the hour. How do you survive in that arena? But in the long run, I think that this isn't meant to scare people or make people full of fear. It just is, you think about what you can do to make life better. And you make it better now, and you make it better in the future. And part of it is understanding the continuing negative influence of many religions. And that's really what it's about. The religions that say you need to have more of you in order for your religion to survive, when in fact the number of people on the planet can't possibly survive following that mantra.
Mm-hmm.
It's kooky in a way. And you know what? And if you don't, if you
Marie,
ought to
it's
ask,
all your fault.
I know. What did I?
Well,
you and your Catholics.
Yeah,
Catholics are a big problem. I know. I knew it was going to come back to me and the Catholics.
Well, the Catholics are a big problem there.
Oh gosh, us and the Mormons.
Mormons are another big problem.
Yeah, yep. It's all your fault.
Right. We're just all about.
And the
are our listeners in Utah?
The Muslims. the Muslims are also all about reproducing themselves. Catholics,
what
Muslims.
What about the Muslims? What do they do?
The Muslims are not very good at practicing birth control. Thanks for asking, Jennifer.
No problem.
Speaking of birth things, mothers are important to your birth, right? Nobody
yes.
would disagree with that. How do you disagree with
can't
my mom was important?
Them.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So if you're here and you're breathing air and taking up space on the planet, then perhaps you ought to acknowledge that you're having a good time or you're liking it. Thank your mom. Every year there's the opportunity with Mother's Day. And this week, to acknowledge your mom on Mother's Day, which is a week from this Sunday, how about sending her 100 blooms? 100 blooms for you, Maria, as the mom of four. How about all of them? Do they all come up with their own thing? Four different presents, or do they get together and buy you one present on Mother's Day?
Everybody does their own thing. I get four presents.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. The free glass vase, the 100 blooms for mom, $19.99. Sign up now at proflowers.com. Click on the microphone when you go online to proflowers.com and please put in D-O-U-G, Doug. It'll entitle you to this deal, 100 blooms for mom, $19.99 plus shipping. And if you want to spend another $10, you can upgrade to a premium pig vase and odd chocolates. Really, really nicely done. It's amazing, and it's good only till midnight Friday. Do not miss out. Do right now yourself a favor. Call and order for Mother's Day. 100 blooms for mom. 800 PROFLOW for Pro Flowers. 800 Pro Flowers. Mention Doug when you talk to the operator or go online to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and enter into the Como plug. Good, Doug. The promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug.
How do you build your perfect sandwich? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, there's no denying it. America's a sandwich-loving nation. Everyone has an opinion about how to make the perfect sandwich. In fact, a recent survey conducted by Hellman's reveals the majority of Americans who eat sandwiches, 84%, believe that how a sandwich is made is just as important as the ingredients used to make it. Celebrated chef Bobby Flay is teaming with Hellman's to show families how to make simple and delicious sandwiches, helping people build their own perfect sandwiches.
We all slice, stack, or serve our sandwiches in our own way. No matter the recipe, my perfect sandwich includes bold flavors and real simple ingredients like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, made with simple ingredients like eggs, oil, and vinegar. I have my own sandwich techniques too, and to me, it isn't a perfect sandwich unless it's cut diagonally with the condiments on both sides of the bread.
To share how you build your perfect sandwich, visit facebook.com/Hellman's.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so gentleman just called and said that it was we have lots of room to move, lots of room to grow.
We do have lots of room.
And I don't think that's the point.
If you want to live in the desert in Utah.
Well, I when I drove across the country, I said this pretty much every day, Richie, as I was driving across. Once you get into even Utah, driving from St. George's up to Denver, wide open spaces. From Denver, as I drove across to St. Louis, wide open spaces. I went 140 miles before I saw anything. Gas station, home, anything. I'm talking about 140 miles of just open land. And then there were 110 miles after that stop. And, you know, it goes on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. That's not the point. It's how do we, if we put people on this land, how do we feed them? We can feed ourselves in America, but that doesn't mean that the people in these other countries, especially in Africa, have the means to feed themselves. They do not. And that's the subject we're thinking about. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. 51 after on Good Day.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
The latest from the Middle East. The focus is now on Syria and what to do, if anything. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Tanks and thousands of troops have been deployed by the Syrian government as it continues its bloody crackdown on protests. Nadim Houri, a Beirut-based researcher who covers Syria for Human Rights Watch, says the government in Damascus is trying to crush any dissent.
They killed more than 100 protesters on Friday and saw that in subsequent shootings on Saturday and Sunday. And we've sort of entered the next phase in terms of military deployment.
Houri adds that it's very difficult now to get accurate information from areas being targeted by Syrian security forces.
We remain very worried, especially after Syria closed the border with Jordan, which is also close to Daraa. So we are now entering into sort of an unknown phase.
Witnesses are reporting deaths in the city of Daraa, which has been the epicenter of the uprising. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., White House spokesman Jay Carney says the Obama administration is reviewing the alternatives on what to do.
We're pursuing a variety of options, including targeted sanctions.
Targeted sanctions, which would have what effect?
Sanctions can put pressure on governments and regimes to change their behavior, and I think that that would be obviously the goal of this.
Human rights groups say more than 300 civilians have been killed in the city of Daraa since the unrest broke out there. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now.
Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only 1 blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
A mixed day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closing 26 points lower to 12,480. S&P down 2. NASDAQ with a 6-point gain. Oil prices were actually down, but by just a penny, settling at $112.28. A destructive storm leaving behind a trail of death and rubble in Arkansas. That state's governor declaring a state of emergency after strong winds and more than 24 tornadoes bore down on the state and parts of Texas yesterday. At least 5 deaths being blamed on the weather, which also damaged or destroyed several buildings. If you own an iPhone or iPad, claims that those devices are tracking your location could mean a huge lawsuit for Apple. An iPhone owner from Florida and an iPad user from New York are seeking class action status for a they filed in federal court in Tampa. The lawsuit claims Apple is violating customers' privacy rights by tracking them without their informed consent. Another sleeping at work incident leaving an air traffic controller without a job. The FAA says the Seattle, Washington controller was caught sleeping on duty on January 6th and again on April 11th. This firing comes after the FAA dismissed 2 other controllers last week for napping on the job. Now, if you're drowsy, one thing that can certainly keep you awake is this. Yes, a nice pot of coffee. Did you notice coffee prices are hitting a high not seen in the past 34 years? Reports that wholesale coffee recently exceeded $3 a pound for the first time since 1977. The trend is being blamed on poor coffee bean crops in Colombia, Mexico, Indonesia, and Vietnam. Coffee prices have doubled in the past several months, and there are reports that coffee supplies are not likely to increase anytime soon. And finally, how would you react if you had 30,000 children on your lawn? Well, it happened yesterday on one such lawn in Washington, D.C. Let's have some Easter music, please. All right, bring in the children. It isn't just any lawn we're talking about. This is the South Lawn of the White House, where the annual Easter egg roll was held yesterday. The children enjoyed storytelling, live music, sports, and a visit from the Easter Bunny, and a visit from President Obama.
Hello, everybody. I hope all of you had a wonderful Easter. I hope everybody is having a great time.
First Lady Michelle Obama also on hand.
We are so excited about this year's Easter egg roll. The theme is get up and go, because as you know, I'm a big proponent of getting up and going, making sure we're moving and eating healthy.
Eating healthy. Well, Mrs. Obama, with all due respect, when it comes to Easter, bunnies made out of broccoli really don't cut it. Kids want chocolate. They want to bite off those ears. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
What's my Delta's house sign name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.